boyfriend? That makes him sound like we're still at school, and partner sounds as if we're sharing an office in an accountancy firm. Lover? Definitely, but also much more than that. I suppose we're officially a couple. Christmas marked the turning point in our relationship. And we not only share the same bed now, but the same home, and, perhaps, some of the same hopes and fears. "Were you dreaming?" Cal asks, amusement glinting in his deep brown eyes. That look may seem charming and sexy, but I know it hides a world of danger. You might as well bathe in the still waters of Kilhallan Cove on a summer's day, and think they could never rise up and batter you onto the rocks, as believe that Cal Penwith isn't trouble. I thought I was back in the cottage, and that the alarm had gone off. He smiles a mischievous smile. Ah, but I'm your alarm now. He dances his fingers towards the top of the duvet, and I'm a lot more fun to wake up with than Radio St. Trenian. I huff and hesitate before replying, to tease him, although he knows that I know that he's totally right. Maybe, just a little bit. More than a little bit, I hope. Cal peels back the duvet and plants a kiss on my shoulder. The warmth of his lips combats the instant chill of the air hitting my skin. The 17th century farmhouse's central heating hasn't been upgraded for 30 years, because Cal's ploughed any spare cash into turning Kilhallan from a rusty old caravan site into a boutique eco-resort. Our guests pad about barefoot on their underfloor heating while we grab another blanket, but that's fine by me. The business comes first and I don't mind, especially when I have Cal here by my side. Brrr. Sleet rattles against the sash window, driven by a wind straight off the Atlantic Ocean. I'm shivering, although that might not be totally down to the sub-zero temperatures. I snatch the duvet up to my chin. "I'll keep you warm, if you want me to," says Cal with a wicked grin, pulling the cover back again. He raises his eyebrow at the sight, and in return, my body tingles as my eyes adjust to being awake, and I appreciate the view of him in our bed. Even after a Cornish winter, there are still tan lines at his neck and arms. A hint of summer gold lingers on his skin. He spends most of his time outdoors, working on the cottages and campsite in all weathers. Of course I want him to keep me warm. Leaving the heat of my bed and Cal's body to head out into the winter sleet is about as appealing as mucking out Cal's lively horse, Dexter. But work comes first, doesn't it? We have tons to do today. Haven't you forgotten this is the most important day ever for Kilhallan Park and Demelza's Cafe? I say. Reminding myself about our big, make that humongous, day sends a shiver down my spine. Demelza's Cafe is my responsibility. It was my idea to set it up on the coast path as part of Kilhallan, Cal's new boutique holiday resort on the far west Cornish coast. Cal invested a pot of money in it and named it after me. No pressure there, then. Not that I don't love running it more than anything I've ever done in my life. We weathered some almighty storms last year while we were fighting to get the resort and cafe off the ground. Sometimes I still have to pinch myself when I stand behind the counter, knowing I'm the manager of my own cafe. The day I first met Cal, I'd just lost my job at a cafe in our local town, St. Trenian. I had no job, no home, and I'd become estranged from my family. I'd no idea what I was going to do next. Then I heard of a job going as an assistant at a new holiday resort up the coast. Now, here I am, less than a year later, about to show two famous actors around as we launch Kilhallan as an alternative wedding venue. I take a deep breath. Our VIP visitors are coming, and I want everything to be perfect. You can call me paranoid, but I'm desperate to make sure everything goes well. Cal strokes my cheek. I know you are. I know how much Demelza's means to you, and how hard you've fought to make it a success. But it's ages until they arrive, and I'll be there to meet them with you. Technically, they're your responsibility anyway, I tease. Lily Craig and Ben Trevone are friends of Isla's. Cal tuts while dancing his